This is the Sakar Murli of the 20th of May, 2024. Essence, sweet children, you have come to the Father to receive the fruit of your devotion. Those who have performed a lot of devotion will go ahead in this knowledge. Question. What two things are necessary in the iron-aged kingdoms that are not necessary in the golden-aged kingdom? Answer. In the iron-aged kingdoms, you need advisors and gurus. None of these will exist in the golden age. There is no need to take anyone's advice there, because the golden-aged kingdom is established at the confluence age through the Father's Srimat. The Srimat you receive lasts for 21 generations, and everyone is in salvation. And this is why there is no need for gurus. Om Shanti. What is the meaning of Om Shanti? It is to sit while stable in your original religion, or to sit here while considering yourselves to be souls. You would then sit peacefully. This is called sitting stabilized in your original religion. God speaks. Sit while stable in your original religion. The unlimited Father is teaching you this unlimited study because the Father is the one who gives you unlimited happiness. You receive happiness through this study. The Father now says, sit here while considering yourselves to be souls. The unlimited Father has come here to make you become like diamonds. It is only the deities who are like diamonds. When do they become that? How do they become such elevated human beings? No one except the One Father can tell you this. You Brahmins are the children of Prajapita Brahma. You then have to become deities. Brahmins are the top knot. You have become Brahmins from Shudras. You are the mouth-born creation of Prajapita Brahma. You are not a physical creation. All of those who are iron-aged are physical creations. From the Copper Age onwards, the sages, holy men, rishis and munis, etc., are all physical creations. Now, only you Prajapita Brahma Kumars and Kumaris have become mouth-born creations. This is your most elevated clan. It is even more elevated than the deity clan, because the Father has come to teach you and change you from human beings into deities. He sits here and explains to you children, because those of the path of devotion do not come here. Only those who belong to the path of knowledge come here. You come here to the unlimited Father to receive the fruit of your devotion. Who would receive the fruit of devotion? Only those who have done a lot of devotion would change from having stone intellects into those with divine intellects. They are the ones who would come and take this knowledge. It is God alone who has to come and give the fruit of devotion. These matters have to be understood very well. You are now becoming golden-aged from iron-aged, and viceless from vicious. That is, you are becoming the most elevated human beings. You have come here to become like Lakshmi and Narayan. They are a god and goddess, so it would surely be God who teaches them. God speaks, but who is called God? There is just the one God. There are not hundreds or thousands of gods. God is not in the pebbles and stones. Barrett has become so poverty-stricken because of its people not knowing the Father. You children now know that it used to be the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan in Barrett. Their children, etc., were the masters of the kingdom. You have come here to become the masters of the kingdom. You are not that now. It used to be their kingdom in Barrett. It has been explained to you children that when it was the kingdom of the deities, when there were the sun and moon dynasties, there were no other religions. At this time, there are all the other religions, but that religion doesn't exist. That was the foundation, which was called the trunk. At this time, the whole trunk of the human world tree has been decayed, and the rest of the tree is still standing. The lifespans of all of those are now coming to an end. This is the human world variety tree. There are those with different names, forms, lands, and time. There are all of them. The tree is so large. The Father explains, every cycle, this tree becomes completely decayed and tamopratan. And it is then that I come. You call out to me, Baba, come and make us impure ones pure. When you say, O purifier, it is the incorporeal Father whom you remember. You would never remember the corporeal one at that time. The purifier and bestower of salvation is only the one. When it was the golden age, you were in salvation. You are now sitting at the most auspicious confluence age, whereas all the rest are in the iron age. You are at the most auspicious confluence age. The most elevated of all beings, the highest on high, is remembered as the one God. Your name is the highest, and your land is the highest. He resides in the highest place of all, the supreme abode. This is a very easy thing to understand. There are the golden, silver, copper, and iron ages, and then there is the confluence age. No one knows about this. The path of devotion is also destined in the drama. You cannot ask, Baba, why is that path of devotion created again? It is eternal. I sit here and explain the secrets of the drama to you. If I had created it, I could tell you when it was created. The Father says, it is eternally predestined. There can be no question of when it began. If you say that it began at such and such a time, you could then also say that it will end at such and such a time. But no, this cycle continues to turn all the time. You create that picture of Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar. They are deities. They show the Trimurti, but they don't show Shiva as the highest on high in that. They have separated him. It is now that this establishment takes place through Brahma. You are establishing your own kingdom. There are all types of status in a government. There are the president, the prime minister, the chief minister. All of those are people who give advice. In the golden age, No one is needed to give advice. The advice, the Srimat that you receive at this time, becomes imperishable. Just look how many people there are at present who give advice. There are so many of them. They spend money and become ministers, etc., in order to give advice. The government itself says that they are all corrupt and just want money. This is the Iron Age. It isn't like that there. There is no need for advisers there. These directions continue for 21 births, and you receive salvation. There is no need for gurus there either. In the Golden Age, there are no advisers or gurus. You are now receiving Srimat, and it is imperishable for 21 generations until old age for 21 births. You will become old, then shed your bodies and become children again, just as a snake sheds a skin and takes another. The father explains to you, sweetest children, to you Brahmins. Everyone reads or hears from the Granth that God comes and washes their dirty clothes. People call out to God to come and wash the dirty clothes, to cleanse us souls. The Father of all of us souls comes and cleans our clothes. He doesn't have to wash bodies. He has to wash souls, because it is souls that have become impure. Come and make impure souls pure. The Father sits here and explains to you children. Sweetest children, I have to come here. I alone am the ocean of knowledge and the ocean of purity. You claim the unlimited inheritance from the unlimited father, and limited inheritances from your physical fathers. There is a lot of sorrow from a limited inheritance, and this is why you remember the father. There is a lot of sorrow. The father has told you that the five vices, Ravan, are your greatest enemies. They cause you sorrow from when they begin through the middle to the end. O sweet children, if you become Brahmins in this birth and conquer the vice of lust, you will become conquerors of the world. You imbibe purity in order to become deities. Baba has come to establish the original, eternal deity religion. This is the most auspicious confluence age. You have to make effort and become pure in this age. However many became pure and belonged to the Sun and Moon dynasty clans previously, they will definitely become that again. It does take time. The Father shows you a very easy way. You have now become the children of the Father. Whom have you come to here? He is the incorporeal. That one has taken a body on loan. He himself tells you, this is the last of this one's many births. So this is the oldest body of all. I come into the old devilish world of Ravan and enter the body of one who doesn't know his own births. This is the last of his many births. I enter him when he is in his stage of retirement. Gurus are always adopted by people in their stage of retirement. It is said when you reach the age of 60, you receive a stick. If you stay at home, your children will give you the stick. Therefore, run away from your home. Children are such that they don't take long to hit their father with a stick. They are waiting in anticipation for him to die so they can take his wealth. There are many spiritual gatherings of those who are in the stage of retirement. You know that the bestower of salvation for all is that one, and that he only comes at the confluence age. When you are in salvation in the golden age, all the rest are in the land of peace. He is called the bestower of salvation for all. No one apart from the Father can be the bestower of salvation. Nor can anyone be called Shri or Shri Shri. It is the deities who are Shri, that is, elevated. They are called Shri Lakshmi and Shri Narayan. Who made them like that? Shiv Baba alone should be called Shri Shri. The Father shows you the mistakes you have made. You adopted so many gurus, and the same thing will happen again. You will adopt those same gurus again. The same cycle will repeat. When you are in heaven, you are in the land of happiness. There is purity, happiness, and peace there. There is no fighting there. All the rest will go to the land of peace. Although they say that the golden age is hundreds of thousands of years, the Father says, it is not a question of hundreds of thousands of years, it is a matter of 5,000 years. They even speak of the 84 births of human beings. Day by day, as you continue to come down the ladder, you continue to become Tamopratan. The Father explains, this too is in the predestined drama. What can be said of someone who is an actor but doesn't know the creator, director, or principal actor of the drama? The Father says, no human being knows this unlimited drama. The Father comes and explains this. It is said, souls take bodies to play their parts. Therefore, it is a play. Who are the main actors of this play? No one will be able to tell you. You now know how this unlimited drama continues to move like a louse. It continues to tick away. The principal one is the highest on high Baba, who comes and explains to us and also grants everyone salvation. There isn't anyone else in the golden age. There are very few. Those few would have performed the most devotion of all. Those who have performed a lot of devotion will come to you at the exhibitions and museum. To worship Shiva alone is called unadulterated devotion. Then, by worshipping many, they become adulterated. Devotion is now completely Tamopratan. At first, devotion was Satopratan. Then, while coming down the ladder, you become Tamopratan. When your condition becomes like that, the Father comes to make everyone Satopratan. It is now that you come to know this unlimited drama. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children. And the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vedana 1. In order to claim the unlimited inheritance from the unlimited Father, you definitely have to become pure. It is when you claim the inheritance of purity at this time, when you become the conquerors of lust, that you will be able to become conquerors of the world. 2. Study with the unlimited Father and make yourselves into diamonds from shells. Claim unlimited happiness. Have the intoxication that the Father, who makes you into deities from human beings, is personally in front of you. This is now your most elevated Brahmin clan. Blessing. May you become an elevated server by becoming a bestower filled with knowledge and having pure and positive thoughts for all souls. The main basis of becoming one who has pure and positive thoughts for others is to have pure and positive thoughts. Those who have wasteful thoughts or thoughts of others cannot have pure and positive thoughts for others. The jewels who constantly have pure and positive thoughts for others have a treasure store that is constantly full of pure and positive thoughts. Because of being full, they are able to have pure and positive thoughts of others. To have pure and positive thoughts for others means to be filled with all the jewels of knowledge. Only such bestowers who are full of this knowledge are able to serve each and every one while walking and moving around. And this is how they become elevated servers. Slogan. In order to become one who has a right to the kingdom of the world, become an instrument for world transformation. Om Shanti.